Warm wind whipping by and I'm a-wheeling free. I got 2 days relief from the drudgery. Gonna lose myself in the desert day. Gonna find myself on this old highway. Southbound 395. I never felt so damn alive. Southbound 395. Southbound out of here, that's where I'll drive. Need some time. Think I need time to feel. Life from day to day just gets too real. Sweeping sage yonder mountaintop's a soothing sight. I'm gonna follow that sun to the blue moonlight. Never felt so damned alive. Southbound 395. Southbound out of here, that's where I'll drive. Got no destination, just gotta go. Steady on the pedal, play the radio. Looking back on mistakes I was afraid to make. Looking on to the chances I'm gonna take. Never felt so damn alive. Southbound 395. Southbound out of here, that's where I drive. Southbound 395. That's where southbound out of here, that's where I'll drive.
Thank you so much. That one's on the newest CD. What I did on this one is I made two really campy, you know, homey, mostly acoustic CDs, and then I had to step out of the box and try something new. So this last one, I did a bunch of full band arrangements. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And it was really fun. And it's a little bit produced and everything, and it's really fun. But you'll likely see me in this fashion most of my life, I think. Man, bandmates are like girlfriends. And I haven't had much success with them. I think I'm going to play two more songs, make sure I do this on time here. Being from the Pacific Northwest, Eugene... I was about seven years old when Mount St. Helens up in Washington erupted. And I just remember it being a really epic event, and the ash went as far as Oklahoma, and I just thought Mother Nature was so huge, I didn't realize that Mother Nature was so huge. But the cool story I thought was this guy named Harry Truman, not the president, but this other guy named Harry Truman, who lived on Mount St. Helens, and he was a widower of like three women who were buried like near his lodge that he made, the Mount St. Helens Lodge. So he's this single old curmudgeon with a bunch of cats, and it was all over the news and everything. If you remember, that Mount St. Helens was definitely going to erupt, and he was like, I don't care, man. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? So he just stayed. I always wanted to write this song, and I had this picture in my head of this big explosion and all these cats flying and shit, but I couldn't write this. I couldn't make the song sound like that. And it never really did happen in the song that I ended up writing. The cats never did go flying, but you can picture it, though. So we'll see what we can do. I think I finally got the movie in my head how I kind of wanted it, so here it is. It's called St. Helens and Harry.